Today, my talk is going to be about breaking barriers. Breaking barriers to mobility, breaking barriers to excellence, breaking barriers to make things more usable by the customers for the good success of us at Intel and for you, the developers, to make great products.
So what I want to talk to you about today is unleashing the internet in a way that it has not been done before.
Mobility, breaking barriers to it, and unleashing the internet for real use on mobile devices were the topics of two keynote sessions on day two of the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco. Dadi Perlmutter, Senior Vice President and General Manager of the Mobility Group, kicked off the morning, followed by Anand Chandrasekhar, who spoke on unleashing the mobile internet. Perlmutter started with the original barriers to mobility, which he said still hold true for the semiconductor industry in general, and Intel in particular.
These are the barriers that we decided to go break. We call them the four vectors of mobility to really make notebook shine. It's uncompromised performance, wireless computing, battery life, and sleek, cool form factor. The question is it still true? The answer is definitely yes. We are running periodical checking with a customer base, checking what do you care? What matters to you when you are trying to buy a new product? Four out of the top five are still the same good old barriers, the same good old four vectors of mobility that are required to really create a good network. This is true not just in West Europe, where this specific survey was done. It is very true also in North America and also in Asia. But as mobile computing become more and more popular, more and more pervasive, new barriers show up. People start being worried about data protection, being concerned about anti-theft. How many of you, when go through the security in the airport, are worried that their wonderful notebook is not going to be there when they cross the metal check? By the way, true stories. In some cases, the notebook was not there. And then you become extremely worried about what's going to happen to your data, which is stored in this notebook. We're going to talk about this one in the following IDFs about what we are going to solve these new challenges, new barriers that come up. But I want to cover one by one what we are doing with the old barriers. Despite what many people are trying to tell you, especially those that do not have it, that performance doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to tell you, performance does matter. I will agree that if all you do is text editing, you don't care about performance. But life is becoming more sophisticated. Computing, the internet become more sophisticated. It's not text editing anymore. It is now all about video. It's all about rich media. And people want to do more and more video editing. So performance matters. And we do care a lot about performance. We are improving performance year after year, tick after tock and tock after tick. And we've improved our performance of our microprocessor will improve by 2x over the original Banias that we launched just 4 years ago. But we know that CPU performance matters, but it's not sufficient. With today's new challenges, new computing challenges, you need graphics, you need media. Paul showed this yesterday. Up until a year ago, we used to have what we called a good enough graphics performance. Good enough meant that for the majority of the users, corporate and consumer, what they need to do, fair gaming, good display, good video, but they have to come with a very cost-effective manner. We change our strategy. We are pushing hard on using our processor technology leadership, architectural leadership, design technology leadership, and we are going to improve step by step in a significant manner to get to our goal to improve 10x by 2010. And we are going to do it, and I've already told that our first step for our 2008 Montevideo platform, the Cantiga chipset, is already ahead of the goals that we set. So maybe next IDF, I'll have to come with a new chart. But 3D performance is not the only measure. people demanding better video technology, more capabilities. And we've done a lot in noise reduction filters to get better performance. And now HQV measures, which are the measure for video quality, are in the range of 10 to 110, which is equivalent and sometimes better than the top-notch discrete graphics. But I bet you will love all this performance when it comes with the very sleek, cool-looking notebooks. But in order to define the size of notebooks, especially the thickness, the physical sizes are not the only determination factors. The thermal, the power, matters as well. So next year, we're going to have taking the power down to 25 watts. This will enable thinner, less thick machines. So with the packaging technology and reducing the power, we're going to get to 60% size of the motherboard and 25% thinner in the packaging technology. So yesterday, Paul was showing the Montevina platform. Unfortunately, he was showing that Montevina is functioning on a reference board, kind of transparent board, and he promised that today we'll have this wonderful, thin, new Montevina. Battery life is based on huge amount of innovation. Innovation from Intel and innovation from you, the developers. It's a partnership work to get battery life increased over time. We talked a lot through the years on speed step technology, taking the power down from high-end performance all the way down when performance is not needed via stepping down frequency and voltage. We talked a lot about power management. This is all news. This year in Santa Rosa, we brought back platform-level power management capabilities. What we have done was very much managing, together with our partners from Toshiba and Matsushita, and created technology to really control the display, the brightness of the display, the power of the display. We brought up capabilities to manage and power manage the CPU and the graphics power, so when graphics is needed, it takes the most of the power, and then the CPU is needed, takes the most of the power. We have 6 other new technologies we brought into Montevina. What we did not stop here, with Penryn, we are coming with new capabilities. So let me go to some power management tutorial in a few seconds. When CPU is at its full performance, it have cache powered up and populated, the core voltage is at maximum, running at the maximum frequency it can run, the core clock, of course, and the phase lock loop are all up and running. Then, when the CPU gets more and more into idle state, it starts shutting off all kind of activities. It slows down the clock, then it shuts it off completely, it takes the core voltage down, it shuts the PLL, and the new thing that we had on Core2 Duo, we start flushing out the content of the cache so we could power down the cache to a quite lower level to reduce the power. In Penryn, we take it one step further. We completely take the cache power off and we reduce the core voltage way, way down. This comes to a significantly lower idle power, which really impacts battery life in a big manner. We're definitely not going to stop here, as I want to keep a little bit more material for my next IDF talks. There are wonderful new technologies coming with Nehalem to make it wonderful power managed to take this wonderful thing that you've seen yesterday running 16 threads together into notebooks with wonderful power management techniques. But taking the code, the power code away from your notebook is not sufficient. Being wirelessly connected does matter. when we introduced Centrino Notebook back in 2003, when we made it equipped with Wi-Fi, less than 10% of notebooks came equipped with Wi-Fi. Majority of the people in the world did not know what Wi-Fi is. They knew about Hi-Fi, but Wi-Fi was a new concept. It has changed. 90% and more of the notebooks today come equipped with Wi-Fi. It has changed the way people are using it. These are wonderful years. This kind of thing was shown 5 years ago in RIDF as the vision for the future. It is here today. We introduced A22.11n this year. This is running at a spectacular speed of 300 megabit per second. It's running extremely well. By the way, all of the Santa Rosas that you see over here are running streaming videos through the 802.11n wireless. It's run smoothly, it's run perfectly. The fact that multiple streams are running around on the wireless are extremely wonderful. But when 802.11 was introduced, there was a lot of skepticism. Will it going to be catching up? Will corporate adapt 802.11n as the new starter for the corporates? Is it really needed? And who is better to talk about this than Cisco?
Chandrasekhar brought Brett Galloway of Cisco's wireless networking unit on stage to talk about Cisco's collaboration with Intel, putting the network together with the platform.
Wi-Fi is widespread. There are hotspots in the home, in campuses, in working places, in the office, in cafes, restaurants, hotels, convention centers, etc. But it's not sufficient. You must have a broadband coverage. So broadband wireless connection matters, and it is WiMAX. Why is it WiMAX? For a very simple reason. It delivers a high throughput. We got used to a very high throughput of 802.11, even the B and the G. Not talk about the N.
Perlmutter said that getting the wireless ecosystem together is a hard enough problem, but making WiMAX happen is even harder.
It requires the whole network to work. It encompasses spectrum licensing from government, service providers building network, equipment manufacturers bringing in and building base stations, client manufacturers bringing clients that are WiMAX enabled, and last but not least, handling the whole testing of the whole environment during interoperability tests to make sure that it all works, and when you, the user, is getting in, you get connected and you get the service you wanted to. In Spring IDF, we talked about Montevideo, and we said it's going to, of course, break the barriers in all fronts, bringing even a higher performance pairing, covering graphics and HD DVD, coming with better chipset, better form factors, and of course coming with new Wi-Fi and WiMAX solution. We are going to have in Montevideo the EchoPeak Wi-Fi WiMAX solution in exactly the same form factor we are having today, Wi-Fi into Santa Rosa, in mini-card and half-mini-card form factors. It means that WiMAX is fitting into exactly the same slot, not taking any more space, not taking any more power than current Wi-Fi solution. This is a great achievement, and this is a wonderful work we are going to continue to do to make sure that WiMAX launches on Montevideo on time next year. So we covered what I call the old barriers to mobility. By the way, they're still true. We are still going to continue to push the barriers. But there are new emerging barriers that are going to challenge us to go make it work, to go make it happen, to go deliver more solutions. It's about manageability and security. It's about making internet truly on the go. And it's about breaking the affordability barriers for the next billion users. This is a foil PET showed yesterday. I'm not going to dive into the details. PET have done a wonderful job on covering this space. The message I'm going to leave it with you, manageability, vPro, is not a desktop technology. It's not a mobile technology. It's Intel client technology, and we're going to be consistent across all our client platforms using the same methodology, the same technology, the same thing for the user. I talk about breaking barriers. We talked about innovation. Paul talked yesterday about making the extreme, which is going to make it for the future. 3 years ago, we challenged one of our design teams to go make a significant reduction, a 10x reduction in power, comparing to our best Centrino microprocessor technology for the time. They came up with Silverton, which we're going to productize in the first half of next year. It's a wonderful technology. It's small, smaller than a penny. It's extremely low power. It can run way below 1 watt. We started the design with mobile internet device in mind. But like many of the great technology, they go and spend beyond their original thought. We could take it to mobile internet device, of course. It will enable, because of the cost, the low-cost PC, it could come in consumer electronics and embedded control. And what's common to this wide variety of solutions are a few things. Cost, power, size, and integration. And we're going to do all that in the next few years to cover these spaces. But the barrier that is closer to my heart is crossing the affordability barrier. Reaching the users that are not well equipped with computing today. Everybody talks about the digital divide. Paul talked yesterday about the minuscule amount of students in schools K-12 today around the globe, not just in emerging markets, but also in mature, rich economies, do not have PCs, do not have computers at school. We want to make it happen with Climate PC, Classmate PC, with working with our other partners with the sub-$200 notebooks. I think we are going to have a wonderful solution. Notebook is a wonderful form factor for this kind of use. It's battery operated, so it can overcome shortage in electricity from time to time. The small form factor and battery life could allow it to move from one class to the other, or from one room to the other, or for those who have only one room, could move it from one place in the room to the other if people want to use the desk to do other things. This is a wonderful solution, a wonderful form factor. And I'm extremely happy to have a technology that will enable that. Another barrier, which is obvious if you want to make internet on the go, is the architecture consistency. We are taking our architecture from our Code2 Duo technology that spans across desktop and notebooks, all the way down to the extreme low power, fully compatible with instruction set, with software, all the way down to the Silverton using in mobile internet device. What does it give us? It's basically turning a big software problem for other architecture to a silicon problem for us. And we know how to solve silicon problems. It's not easy to make the internet, the web, work on cellular phone. It's because of software, not because of lack of desire. And the fact that we have an architectural consistency across the board, having all the software developed for a PC going to run on a mobile internet device, is a crucial and important deal. And Anand is going to cover this in detail in his next talk. So we're all about breaking the barriers. We're all about breaking through barriers. And The four barriers are not sufficient, so we look for new ones and continue to break the old barriers while tackling the new ones is going to be or continue to be our way of life. So thank you very much for your attention and have a good day.
After Perlmutter, Anand Chandrasekhar followed up with his talk on unleashing the power of the internet for mobile devices.
And the killer application for data is the internet. So what's needed to be able to unleash the internet? Well, a couple of things. First, you need software compatibility. You need software compatibility for the developer so that they can write once and have that application run anywhere. You need software compatibility for the user so that they can actually get access to the kinds of things they've become accustomed to. It's not like the internet is something that we're just teaching people how to use. They've grown up using it. My 12-year-old son spends all of his time on the internet, whatever time we allow him to spend on it. I'm not going to give him a phone and then he's going to return it back to me saying, this is not allowing me to get to my favorite site on social networking. In fact, this actually does happen. That's a good parental governance mechanism, by the way. So software compatibility absolutely matters for the user and the developer. Performance matters. Okay, you're going to be saying, all right, surprise, Intel executive giving a talk. Why would you not say performance matters, right? True. That is a self-serving statement. But it also happens to be a need, a real need in this market space. Performance does matter. Try running a flash-enabled application on a PC on a handset environment. Performance matters. And you want always on, always connected. So I want to step through these a little bit. In particular, I'm going to spend some time on software compatibility and why that's important. 2 years is an eternity on the internet. YouTube went from 0 to 1 billion page hits in 1 year. 2 years on the internet is an eternity. Guys, this is what why compatibility matters. This is one application. Now, if you take this and multiply it by the thousands of applications that actually make up compatibility on the internet, that's why we believe compatibility absolutely matters for the developer and for the user. That's my view. That's Intel's view. So what can Intel do about this environment to basically unleash the internet? Our innovation imperatives are simple. Without compromising performance, without sacrificing performance, without sacrificing compatibility, deliver low power so that it's pocketable, deliver low power so that we have long battery life, deliver a small form factor so that it's pocketable. In a nutshell, what we're trying to do is take what is essentially a software problem, turn it on its head, and fix it in hardware. And hardware is something we know a little bit about. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how we're starting to do that. The first grounds-up platform that we have in the space is Menlo. Menlo is a platform that comes out in 2008. It is based on Silverthorn, our 45-nanometer CPU. This is a 12-inch wafer. 45-nanometer 12-inch wafer featuring Silverthorn on it. There are a couple of thousand Silverthorn wafers on Silverthorn die on this particular wafer. So it's based on Silverthorn, the CPU, and Poolsbo, which is a very highly integrated, low-power chipset. You can see both of those up on the motherboard. That particular motherboard is the same motherboard that I showed in a few months ago at our April IDF. We have it now working in this form factor. This is the same form factor that EB uses, and it's effectively the same motherboard. And you can see the size of the motherboard in relation to the King of Hearts card there. Not that big, quite small, quite compact, and these are pocketable devices. Now, we got a challenge. Paul, our CEO, likes to give us big challenges, and he gave us a big challenge. In 2005, he said, guys, your mandate, lower the power by a factor of 10x by 2010.
A demo showed how the Silverthorn 2008 has reduced power by a factor of 10. As its name implies, that product will release in 2008, 2 years ahead of schedule.
Bringing products like this and capabilities into the marketplace requires partnerships. We don't do this alone. 6 months ago at IDF, we launched the Mobile Internet Device Innovation Alliance. And we announced that with six partners, EB, ASUS, HTC, BenQ, Quanta, and Compal. We've been busy with these guys. You can see up here on the drawing board many concepts that we've been working together on, very hard at work over the last 6 months. But wouldn't it be nice to see what these concepts look like rather than just look at drawings? I think we can do that, right? Guys, can we do that? So these are the units that are now available from these guys. You can again see all of these units in the demo showcase. You can see the form factor here represented. You have some beautiful sizes. You saw the Compal being demonstrated earlier by Jeff on the WiMAX demo. That's a BenQ design there. This one is Quanta's. That one's EB's. You can see some Samsung and Fujitsu designs. So you see all kinds of shapes and sizes in being innovated at in this environment. So the mobile internet device innovation momentum is well underway. But it isn't just stopped with the ODM community. They're part of our partnership program to bring these products and programs to market. We also need partners in the branded OEM community as well as telco service providers to innovate to bring these products to market. And we have a range of partnerships. These are the ones that we're engaged in. There are many more. These are the ones that we have agreement to be able to talk about publicly today. You can see here that this is a virtual who's who of service providers as well as manufacturers. There are many more behind this that will go to market in the 2008 timeframe. Beyond the hardware community, clearly what is also necessary to make this experience come alive is software. We've been hard at work with our partners in Redmond for several years now to make the internet experience robust and real in a UMPC type form factor. We're very grateful for that partnership. We'll continue to engage hard, and we're making that more real every single day. At the same time, we're also getting a lot of requests from our customers to reduce the footprint and the power even further. So we engaged the Linux community. We announced this in April IDF in Beijing. We engaged the Moblin organization to effectively get a standard Linux distribution on Intel architecture for handheld devices. That distribution is being brought to market by Ubuntu and Red Flag, Ubuntu being the distribution vehicle for Canonical. And that enables a standard stack, applications compatibility, and a great experience.
After another demo showing an amazingly small form factor handheld device running rich internet applications from Canonical, Chandrasekhar brought the mobility keynote to a close.
Compatibility matters. Okay. We're on track to shipping our silicon in Q108. We're on track with our hardware partners getting their products ready for shipment into the marketplace. We're on track with all of the power reduction goals that we had taken as a target several years ago. In effect, the platform is on track to go to market next year. But this is just the beginning. You wouldn't expect us to stay still. This is absolutely just the beginning. Next up is Morristown. What we do with Morristown is take integration to the next level, even further, utilizing our process technology. We drive a much higher improvement in graphics, video, and overall processing capability. And as we do that, we also integrate more on the comms subsystem, the I/O subsystem that's up here. And as we put all this together, we'll be taking the size of the componentry down by half again. We'll take the power down by half again. And we will take, most importantly, idle power down by a factor of 10x. And taking idle power down by a factor of 10x is a big deal in terms of getting battery life improved. So these kind of order of magnitude improvements are huge in terms of advancing the state of the art and really revolutionizing what's possible in the handset environment and really unleashing the internet. The full internet in your pocket is a major, major transformation. It is not possible today. It requires some fundamental innovation to happen to make this pocketable. We're engaging in that innovation, and it's a big transformation. And wherever there is a big transformation like this, there's opportunity. And the opportunity here is explosive. It's explosive like you wouldn't believe. So if we thought cell phones was a big deal, this is a huge deal. Being able to take all your data and your voice and your comms with you whenever, wherever you want it, this is a huge deal. Momentum is absolutely building, as you saw from the range of hardware partners and software partners that we had up here talk about what they're doing in support of our activities, and we're on track. Our first generation silicon, Menlo, goes to market first half of 08, and our second generation silicon, Morristown, is on track to go to market right behind that. So with that, thank you very much. It's been
a
pleasure.
At the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco, I'm Catherine Girardeau, podtech.net.